USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
As coronavirus hotspots erupted around U.S. meatpacking plants, experts are criticizing extremely tight working conditions that make the factories natural high-risk contagion locations. Midwestern politicians are pointing the finger at workers' living conditions as well, suggesting very crowded homes bear much of the blame. A federal court halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services, clearing the way for Sunday services. The ruling from the Eastern District of Kentucky sided with the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Nicholasville, but applies to all places of worship around the Commonwealth. Two other federal judges, including U.S. District Judge David Hale, had previously ruled the ban was constitutional. Also on Friday, Hale of Kentucky's Western District granted Maryville Baptist Church an injunction allowing in-person services at that specific church, provided it abide by public health requirements. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Of all the shortages created by the coronavirus pandemic, the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer and the bottled water, the oddest of them seems to be dogs and cats, too. That's right. The New York City area, the epicenter of the disease, there's a run on pets, at least the adopted or foster kind. Muddy Paws Rescue and Best Friends Animal Society are reporting shelters that they work with are either all out or almost out of cats and dogs after a surge in applications over the last 2 weeks. The run on pet seems to extend beyond New York. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said their Los Angeles office saw a 70% increase in animals going into foster care, and Best Friends said many of the shelters in Washington, D.C. are reporting the same phenomena. Little Richard, a founding father and pioneer of rock and roll, has passed away at the age of 87. His son, Danny Penniman, confirmed the death to Rolling Stone magazine. The cause of death remains unknown. Little Richard was born Richard Wayne Penniman, known for his flamboyant performing style and hits like Tutti Frutti's Long Tall Sally and Good Golly Miss Molly. His musical influence was everywhere and touched artists such as the Beatles, who re-recorded several of his songs, including Long Tall Sally. Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and Bill Haley also covered his music. Many young British musicians such as the Rolling Stones, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart all credited him as an influence. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.